Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on 89.5. It's been a beautiful September so far. We thank you for coming back and listening to us again. If you haven't heard our old episodes, make sure you check us out. Our podcasts are on Podbean and on iTunes. You can also find us on CatholicSpiritRadio.com. I always mess that one up. CatholicSpiritRadio.com. If you're listening in Bloomington on 89.5 and it's a little staticky, switch over to 92.5. Might be a little bit clearer for you. Again, thank you for being with us. We have a great guest with us today. Doretta Herr is here from Faith in Action, which is an organization that I'm not overly familiar with, so it'll be a learning experience all the way around. We invite you to stay with us for the whole hour so that we can learn about the group, and then as always, we'll close with a gospel reading for this Sunday and a reflection, so it's going to be a great show. Doretta, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Jason.
Absolutely. So give us a little background on Faith in Action.
Well, Faith in Action was started to help seniors remain independent in their home for as long as possible. We use a network of volunteers. We now have over 500 volunteers that are helping almost 700 care receivers in the area. That's what we call the seniors that are 60 and older. We call them care receivers. We've been growing quite quickly, and we're always looking for good volunteers, but the main purpose is to keep a senior in their home as long as possible. So we have grocery shopping, we have friendly visits, but we're the most known for our medical transportation services.
Fantastic. So you mentioned a couple different services there as far as trying to keep seniors in their home. Obviously, as a local insurance agent, we deal with a lot of seniors when it comes to nursing homes and that kind of stuff. And it's a very important aspect of aging, I think. The longer that you can stay in your home, it's well documented that the longer you stay in your home, probably the longer you're going to live. Most folks, especially the men, we don't do well in nursing home settings. Some of the ladies, I think, thrive on it. They get the beauty shop and everything else there. But definitely staying in your home is I think, where the vast majority of us want to be as we get older. So what kind of services do you guys provide to try and help make that happen?
It pretty much boils down to what Faith in Action and the volunteer are comfortable with. We do have an orientation that the volunteers go through, and we tell them a lot of the rules, more or less, in helping the seniors. But we're not medically trained. So pretty much what I say is that these are things that other people in your community probably did 50, 75 years ago without thinking about it. We've just organized it in such a way that you can get on your computer and just accept a ride or accept some type of service, and without really having to plan ahead. You can look at your schedule, see when there's an opening, and then help a senior. So we do grocery shopping with or for the senior. And one of the neat things that we do is that we are able to put the groceries away for the senior. So many seniors are able to maybe get their groceries ordered by a loved one, but they need that little bit of help. And it's amazing how that amount of help can really keep a senior independent for a lot longer.
Yeah, I know. Even when my wife comes home from grocery shopping, that's the first thing she always says is, get outside and help me carry these groceries in. They're very heavy.
Absolutely, and I do that too. We do have a few seniors that maybe they can't even get out to do their grocery shopping, so we have a system in place that the volunteer can go to the home, they can pick up their grocery list, and then they can go to the store, and it's usually just a few things, maybe, you know, 20 items, and that really makes a difference. We're there to just make sure that a senior is okay. So we also have friendly visiting. That might be twice a month if a senior wants that, a care receiver wants that. And maybe it just gives them reassurance in between visits from their friends or family.
So it's almost like senior companions.
Correct. You'd be surprised how many friendships form with these seniors. We have everything from people who just need a one-way rides to dialysis three times a week to those that only need help at their annual physical, or they may be continually needing services with chronic illness. And they are getting a good service with an individual that can come to their door and maybe even walk through the door to aid them. Either they're legally blind or just walk slow with a walker. And that's something that maybe they can't get when they go on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want the elderly standing out on the bus stop for a half hour waiting for the ride to come pick them up. What? So you have 500 volunteers and 700 care receivers. For most of them, do you kind of pair them up like, hey, you know, Jason, you're always going to go see John twice a month, or is it kind of a one-off?
With the medical transportation, since there's so many rides, we're now providing for just medical rides over 8,000 a year.
Wow.
So that's a lot. For those, we have it kind of computerized, and you can sign on and pick your own rides. But for the grocery shopping and for the friendly visits and even the friendly phone calls, we do have it try and match it up. So we'll find out if you and John have common interests. Maybe you're both Cub fans, you know, love gardening.
No, we're definitely both not Cub fans.
But in any case, we try and find some common ground. I mentioned the Cub fan because if you go on our website, you can see that one gentleman who works locally as a police officer has another care receiver that he has actually even taken him to a Cubs game.
Oh, wow.
That's above and beyond. But that is the type of friendship that can really form.
Wow, that's fantastic. What, as far as the background, how did Faith in Action get started, or how long has it been around, do you know?
There's actually a national network that was started in the 90s, and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation was the ones that helped to do the research and figure out that with a little bit of help, those seniors can remain independently and, like you said, a better quality of life and with dignity. So therefore, they started to provide seed money, grants, for organizations that could take their communities and organize them in such a fashion that we could provide this service. With the beginning, they wanted congregations to be those pillars or those corners of this setup. So therefore, what they were saying is, instead of each congregation wanting to help their seniors and provide rides not only to church services but you know, also maybe medical through parish nurses or whatever, they decided, you know what, let's all band together. Let's make this a unified project, program, and we can all kind of help support this program and also help with the recruiting of the volunteers.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, and you had said about how the community used to probably do all of these things. I remember as a child, my dad and I would drive the church van to go pick up the older folks and take them to church, and I don't I don't think they do that anymore. I know our church doesn't do that.
Well, I know that even from Blair House to Epiphany, they're right next to each other, we get requests for rides.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that's something that maybe even an independent living or an assisted living can't do it all. And we're not trying to do it all ourselves, but we're trying to supplement with what the different places can do.
That's fantastic. As far as folks that are listening that I'm sure want to get involved, what's kind of the steps to become a volunteer through Faith in Action?
Well, the first thing you need is a love for seniors. And if you can say that that is one of your works, then you go and twice a month there is a volunteer orientation available. You'll need, we'll check your, if you're going to be driving somebody into your, in your car, we'll be checking your driving record, background check, and we'll teach you the best way that we know to handle a senior non-medically. And after that, you reach out to the office whenever you want, and we can help you pick different people that you would like to drive that fit your schedule. And the other thing is, this is probably the most flexible volunteer opportunity I know of in the community, and I could be wrong, but you can step away for 6 months and be a snowbird, or you can just say, hey, I'm not available during the summer when I watch my grandchildren, or even, you know, 2-3 weeks here and there when you've got a lot going on. So it's not like you have to find a substitute. You will just contact the office and we will throw the ride back onto the ride scheduler and somebody else will pick it up 99.9% of the time.
Wow. So there's a database of needs.
There is. We have a really neat software program called Ride Scheduler, and it includes the information that you would need, like the pickup time, what time their appointment, where their destination is. It's GPS enabled so that you can pull up a map. You can even see where their house is. It's just really neat. So that keeps track of everything for us and really aids in our assistance in the community.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I definitely think that, you know, we need to do a better job or continue to do a better job of caring for our elders and making sure, to your point, that they age with dignity and they age hopefully at home where they most assumedly want to be. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you guys are definitely doing a fantastic job of that. Where is the office located?
The office is actually, we have a space that the ARC in Normal has given us, and the ARC is that Activity and Recreation Center.
On Beach and?
And Beach and Willow. And the entrance for our office is off of the Beach Street. It's not off of the Willow side, which is the main entrance. And it's real easy. You open the gray steel door and you take the elevator up, and we're right there.
Fantastic. What, on the volunteer side, are most of the volunteers also in retirement? I'm sure you have some younger retirees that are helping the older ones, or
we do. We have some mothers that take their children with on a ride here or there. We have some younger ones that have decided to do the visiting twice a month. But you're right that most of them are older, and the average age of a volunteer is 63. And we do have a lot of different things. We have people who work full time and don't mind taking somebody home from a dialysis appointment at 4:30, or we have some early birds that like to take them at 6:30 on their way to work. So we do have some different things, but we also need volunteers in the office. We have somebody that is answering the phone at all times and helping the seniors to make their appointment, because each and every senior that calls is going to be saying, I need a ride. It is so many days from now. I need to be there at a certain time, and we're recording it and putting it in the ride schedule software for them.
When you said that you can go online, I was confused if the seniors themselves were doing that online or
Yes.
As far as requesting rides, or they can call in and you guys
call
do that
in.
For, gotcha.
The average age of a senior that is receiving help from us, that we call a care receiver, is 78.
Wow.
It does change, but we actually are helping a few people that are 99 and 100.
Wow.
So it's just amazing how you can, I can't imagine how you could still be functioning at home. And the other thing I like about Faith in Action is our volunteers care so much that when they start to see a decline in a senior, they'll contact us and say, you know, I'm just not sure whether, you know, Susie is okay. She just seems a little down, or maybe, you know, bent over, having trouble walking, whatever it is. And we can contact that senior and also their loved ones. Especially if they're out of state, sometimes they don't know
sure.
that there's been a significant decline. And I feel like that's, if nothing else, is going to give someone peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Some reassurance mm-hmm. that somebody's looking out for their mm-hmm. mom or dad or,
right.
or brother or sister. Well, that's fantastic. So if folks want to get involved or learn more, is there a website they can check out? Or what's the easiest way for them to get more information?
Well, Jason, we do have a website, www.bnfia.org, and I'll repeat that. It's B as in Bloomington, N as in Normal, F as in Faith, and then in Action. So it's bnfia.org. On that, you will find a lot of information, but we also welcome phone calls. So if you just want to pick up the phone and call us, the phone number is 309-827-7780. I believe we just had an orientation last week, and next week will be the next one we have. But even if you have questions, because we have volunteers that do almost everything, we have a staff of 4 people that work part-time. I'm the most with 34 hours, and then we go down to about 25 hours a week for those 4 staff, and we cannot cover it all. So we have volunteers that come in and with mailings, they'll help us. We have people that sit on committees for fundraisers. We have volunteers that help us run coffees. We just have all sorts of things. And we're always looking for ideas for fundraisers, because we receive no federal and state funds. And so we're pretty much up to ourselves to raise the money we need. We have a lot of good community support, such as State Farm and their matching donations, and Country. And we get money from the hospitals, OSF, and Advocate, because, of course, they know that this is going to improve the quality of health of,
sure.
of the senior.
And they can't bill them if they don't show up for their appointment. So we need to get them there.
Yes. Well, we really do. And you know, we're going to give them a reassurance call, the senior, the care receiver. We're going to call them right after we accept that appointment, because they're going to be anxious that somebody's not coming. And then we're going to give them another call within 24 hours. It might be within an hour. It might be, you know, the day before, depending on the time of appointment. And that's going to give them reassurance that somebody's still looking out for them, and they understand. And at that time, they can say, well, I'm, you know, what color car do you have? And just have some assurance. And then they can wear their name tags. They can put a sign in their car that we have. And it just helps. But once a senior does make that call and starts to accept the rides, they trust us. They
sure.
see that we're not after anything, and that we truly do have a servant's heart and want to help.
Well, that is fantastic. It's like I said, it's an organization that I had heard of a lot in the community. I mean, you guys have obviously been around for a long time, and you're very, very much present in the community. But I wasn't really familiar with, you know, kind of where you started and what exactly you guys were tasked with assisting with. And so I definitely think it's a fantastic opportunity for folks to get involved. I definitely encourage you to check out the website, BNFIA, Bloomington Normal Faith in Action.org. I got that one right. And get more information and get involved. And I'm assuming probably not only you mentioned fundraising and that kind of stuff, not only from just a volunteer standpoint, but I'm sure they can go on there and probably donate money or...
Absolutely. We're always constantly asking for donations, but I'll tell you what, there's lots of other ways. If you can't give cash, we actually have set up an eBay store. It's run by a volunteer. She takes the items, she posts them, takes pictures of them, mails them off, and then the check goes to Faith in Action. So anything from small collectibles, and that's what we're finding, is that maybe there's some seniors that are cleaning out their house a little bit, and they've got some things. We even have taken DVDs or CDs, books, clothes with, you know, tags on them. So there's a lot of things there. And then in-kind donations, we always are needing paper stamps, just like you. I mean, we're always looking for those sure. type of donations too. We pass out gift cards for rewards with our volunteers actually do this out of the kindness of their heart. They do not get reimbursed for gas or anything else, but we do give away gift cards for, like, say, contests or making sure you get your timesheets in. And the reason we need all that kind of data is if I go to write a grant, it's very important for them to know exactly what we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Doretta Herr from Faith in Action. You can get more information on Faith in Action at their website, BNFIA, for Bloomington Normal Faith in Action.org. You're listening to Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Do you have a 4x4-inch space on your vehicle's bumper or window or your office or business door? Fill that space with the Catholic Spirit Radio stick-on logo. Let others know that Catholic Radio is alive in McLean County. For a limited time, you can receive a free Catholic Spirit Radio sticker by emailing office@catholicspiritradio.com, sending a request to 108 Boykins Place in Normal, or stopping by the radio station to pick one up.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
What is criticism exactly? If you pay close attention, do you notice what most criticism is? Oh, it's not because you're doing something wrong or hurtful, something that needs corrected. Most criticism is, you're not doing it the way I would do it. Or you're not doing it the way I want you to do it. That's what most criticism is. And you have to get good at sorting that out. Otherwise, you're going to get real upset when anyone says anything about what you are doing. Now, of course, you could turn this on yourself. Do you do that? Is most of your criticism a message to someone else that says, you're not doing it the way I would do it? Well, save your criticism for things that are really wrong.
Debates about God's existence are all the rage today. But what about the soul? When was the last time you heard of a debate about the immortality of the soul? How can we know that the soul is immortal, and not just a few pounds of electric meat that produces cool experiences between our ears like a mythical god? Very few modern thinkers are devoting a lot of time today to the question of the soul and whether it's immortal. Plato thought so, as did most Greek philosophers. Certainly the Bible affirms it. Dr. Michael Agros has written a new book called The Immortal in You: How Human Nature is More Than Science Can Say. I recommend highly you check out my interview with him on my podcast. You'll learn a ton, as I did, about your body-soul nature, which was made by God, who is love, destined for heaven, and in peril of hell. This is Patrick Coffin at patrickcoffin.media. Be a saint. What else is there?
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. You're listening to Jason Bramley with Catholic Conversations. If you're just tuning in, you missed a heck of a segment from our guest in the studio. Doretta Herr is with us talking about Faith in Action. So make sure you check out our website or go to iTunes or Podbean so you can listen to the podcast. If you're listening on Saturday at 3 o'clock, make sure you listen tomorrow, Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can catch the first segment. and get all kinds of information on how you can get involved with a great organization here in town called Faith in Action. You can visit their website at bnfia.org, which stands for Bloomington Normal Faith in Action, and find out how you can get involved to help our elderly or senior community here in town with rides to doctor's appointments and to the grocery store and all those types of things, with a mission to really keep them in their home as they age with dignity. So fantastic organization. You guys had mentioned that you have, that you do fundraising in order to obviously defer and offset and pay for all the costs and that kind of stuff. You have a fundraiser coming up here in the next couple weeks.
Yes, we do. Jason, we've got a Michelle Brett who is coming to Bloomington. They're from the East Coast, and she's bringing along a six-piece band, I believe, from the Nashville area. And they're performing Carpenters cover band music, and it's their name of their band is We've Only Just Begun, Carpenters Remembered. It should be an evening that'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure there'll be some breakout and sing-along. There's just tunes that especially our age group would like. And
yeah, I'll have to look up and see who the Carpenters are.
Yes. And so they're quite professional. And another thing about this is Ryan Latham is one of the members of the Nashville band, and he is a Central Catholic graduate.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I believe it's 1998 that he graduated, and he's become a professional player and a sax player, and he'll just be there, and that'll be great.
Awesome. So what's the date, time, and...
It's Friday, September 28th, and that starts at 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The cost for the tickets are $40 each, and they're available either ordering them on our website. There will be an additional $2 charge for each ticket, or you can come to our office or mail us a check, and we'll send you the tickets. They are reserve tickets, so it's not just general admission, so it's best to reserve your spot today.
So they, as a reminder, if they come to the office, that's at the ARC building off of Beach Street?
Correct.
And they can come in, go upstairs, it's on the second floor. And get their tickets there, $40 a piece for a Carpenters cover band.
Yes,
see,
correct.
I'm interested now. I'm going to have to go to YouTube and see if I'm sure I'll recognize some songs.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure, Jason.
So September 29th, Friday?
Friday, September 28th.
28th, 29th.
Yes.
Make sure you're there on Friday.
The address is for our office is 600 East Willow, which is a little confusing. That is in Normal, but the entrance to our office is on the Beach Street side.
On the Beach Street side. And the fundraiser is going to take place at Central Catholic in the auditorium.
Yes, and we're just so grateful that Little Jules has been able to underwrite all the costs for this, and it's really giving us an opportunity to increase our fundraising.
Awesome. Well, we definitely need to continue to help the senior community as they age. I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing, keeping them in their homes, giving them that dignity to age at home. I'm sure they appreciate that more than having to go to the nursing home or something like that.
Absolutely. We get thank you notes all the time. We have people that write us and say, I don't know what I would have done without you. I'm sure I wouldn't be around. They call and they'll say, you know what, your volunteer is just the highlight of my week. Because I get to have some company. So we get all kinds of responses. We also do a Christmas card signing party for our volunteers. And, of course, we're getting together and having food and fellowship. But the main purpose is to sign as many cards as we can. So we pass around the cards and we put at least 25 signatures on each one, and then we handwrite all the addresses and stamp the envelopes, and we get calls every year the saying that this is the only Christmas card they received, and it makes such a difference in their lives. So just to know that someone cares is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we need to, as a community, make sure we take care of those seniors and elders. So, you know, they cared for us as we were being raised and growing up and all that kind of stuff. So it's great to give back to the community. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Doretta Herr from Faith in Action. It sounds like it's a fantastic organization. So I would encourage everyone listening to check out their website at BNFIA for Bloomington Normal Faith in Action.org and get your tickets for the upcoming fundraiser on Friday, September 28th.
Yes, we still have about 150 tickets, so there's plenty of good seats. And if you've ever been in Central Catholic Auditorium, it is very good seating, and it's easy to get in and out for those that might have wheelchairs. There's even wheelchair accommodations. There's a drop-off with virtually, 50, maybe 100 steps to get to the auditorium. So it's very, very easy to get in and out. We just really can't believe how the community and the congregations just rally and always help us whenever we need it. It's just amazing. God has truly blessed this organization. Every time we think we've got a problem, our prayers are answered for sure. And to get back to one thing about Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and their research with the congregations coming together in the community, we actually have 25 congregations that consider themselves affiliates with us. And we're non-denominational. At this point, we don't have any non-Christian congregations that are affiliated with us, but they also would be welcomed. We truly hope that we can all oversee all our differences and just work together.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a fantastic conversation. Again, we're talking to Doretta Herr from Faith in Action. Check out their website at bnfia.org or check out our podcasts on iTunes and Podbean if you're just now tuning in. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
It's time to step up to the plate. Show that you think Catholic radio is important to the people in and around McLean County. Donate to Catholic Spirit Radio by using our website donation button or by mailing a donation to 108 Boykins Place in Normal. It's time to hit a home run by supporting Catholic Spirit Radio.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I never cease to wonder at is that this Jesus, Son of God, came born in a stable, escapes from a king. And his whole life, he's kind of hunted down by the jealousy and the ambition of the scribes and Pharisees and the king. And he speaks and heals to the people. He raises the dead and exercises demons. Nobody's grateful. He does all that. He continues to do all of that. And we still don't understand how much he loves us. Isn't that odd?
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley. It's a beautiful Monday morning. This is going to air on Saturday and Sunday this week, so hopefully everybody had a delightful weekend. I think by the weekend it's supposed to not be scorching hot. Hopefully this 90 degree. I'm not a summer guy. I like the fall. And was it 2 weeks ago? It was 70 degrees, and I was in heaven. And now we're back to being hot. I don't like being hot. So hopefully by this weekend it's cooled off again. We're having a conversation here in the studio with Doretta Herr from Faith in Action today. Again, if you're just tuning in, make sure you check out our podcast. You can listen to the conversation that we've had. If you're not familiar, as I wasn't, with Faith in Action, it's a fantastic organization that has a local group here that's supported by 25 different congregations.
Correct.
All different Christian denominations. So we would encourage you to get involved if you love seniors and you have a passion for helping the senior community. Reach out to Faith in Action at bnfia.org or stop by their office on the second floor of the ARC building off the corner of Beach and Willow. And I'm sure they would love to get you signed up to do some fantastic volunteer work here in the community. A lot of what they do is rides for seniors to doctor's appointments, to the grocery store, help them unload groceries and that kind of stuff. So pretty much anything that stuff that anybody can handle doing. So there's yes. not a reason to not be a volunteer for Faith in Action. As well as a volunteer organization, they're also always in need of fundraising. They have a fantastic fundraiser coming up on Friday night, September 28th at Central Catholic. You can get tickets to hear a Carpenters cover band. It's called We've Only Just Begun Carpenters Remembered. With lead singer Michelle Brett. After we finish recording, I'm going to get on YouTube and find out who the Carpenters are. And then maybe get my tickets and go. It's at Central Catholic. It's going to be a great fundraiser. The tickets are $40. You can buy them on their website at bnfia.org or stop by the office there off of Willow and mm-hmm. Beach.
Correct.
And they'll get you tickets. You were telling us during the break, you guys also do senior bus trips?
Yes, we do. I just got off of one that we went to Cape Cod for 9 days.
That's a long bus ride.
Yes, it is a long bus ride, but they do break it up with different activities. We hit a Cleveland art museum on the way one time and a Made in America store that we went to. So they do try and break it up with different activities so that it's not quite as long. And they do stop every couple hours. So you're right. That does make for a long day, but it was a beautiful trip in the 70s, no 90s.
That's what I'm looking for.
It was gorgeous. And we just all bonded as a group. And also the nice thing is if you can't get out or you can't drive across country and you're a senior, this is a wonderful way to go. And as long as you can get up and down the stairs in the bus, we can take a walker or a wheelchair with the wheelchair, you need somebody to be able to push you that's also with you. But they're very economical trips. I don't remember, but I think it was in the $800 range for the Cape Cod trip. We do have a Branson one that's coming up in April, that 2019. That'll be $619 for 5 days. I believe there's 7 shows, including a dinner show and Samson Light and Sound show. If you've priced those tickets, you'll know that this is quite a bargain. The company we use, Diamond Tours, plans it all and buys the tickets by the thousands. So therefore, we're assured of good accommodations, as well as making sure that the bus load is met with a representative, and they're going to make sure that we have a good trip.
Yeah, it's for $619. It looks like it says that includes 4 nights stay.
Correct.
As well as the bus trip and then all of those tickets to the shows. And not only is that, to me, seems like a fantastic price and a great deal, but a portion of the proceeds then go back to help sponsor Faith in Action.
Absolutely. $90 from each purchase ticket is given to Faith in Action. We can always give you a tax-deductible letter. We try and be very open and honest on what we're receiving from your ticket purchase.
Absolutely. Everybody loves transparency.
We try.
Well, it looks like a fantastic trip. So then, on top of that, they just have to pay for their meals?
There are some lunches that you pay for.
It says breakfast and dinners included.
Yes, yes. Most of the dinners and the breakfasts are included. So it's very economical. That even includes the tip for the bus driver. So you really get a good deal.
Yeah, so if you want to get out of not paying for lunch, just grab some extra bananas at
there
the breakfast
go.
Buffet or stock up on some extra donuts or something. Always a uh, always a pleasure to learn about new organizations here in the community. Like I said, I wasn't necessarily familiar with what Faith in Action did. I definitely had heard of you guys multiple times, but I definitely think it sounds like a fantastic organization that's really bringing a lot of great services to seniors. To your point, it's usually just the little things that make it difficult for seniors to stay in their home. And so it sounds like you guys are really taking care of some of those little things to give them the opportunity to hopefully remain in their home longer.
Absolutely. Faith, if I could mention that there's a national network that supports all the Faith in Actions. They're not always named Faith in Action. The one in Clinton is Friends in Action. There's other ones that are Shepherd Centers. But in any case, we have a support network that kind of helps all the Faith in Actions, although we're all independently run. And why I want to say this is, let's say you have a loved one in another city and you want to call us and just find out if there's such a service in that community, there's a chance there might be. So we might be able to help you hook your loved one up with an organization like Faith in Action.
Wow, that is fantastic. To your point earlier about bringing that peace of mind, not only to the senior, but also to their loved ones, mm-hmm. to know that, you know, somebody's checking on them every once in a while and making sure that they are getting groceries and getting them put away and that kind of stuff.
Yes, right. Yes, it is. It is harder and harder for those seniors to find the transportation options, and we work with all of them. And there are times when you can hook up with, say, the paratransit service, the Connect Transit, and other opportunities, show bus that might take you from out of town. But we don't have as many options as we used to, and so that's why we're trying really hard to work in conjunction and in cooperation with all the other transportation services. And one of our goals is to keep expanding our service. When I started 4 years ago, it was Bloomington Normal. And now we are also in Hayworth, Hudson, and Towanda. If I found volunteers to help serve another area, whether it be Lexington, El Paso, Leroy, whatever, I would go ahead and start that service and see what the requests come in as and do what I call a slow start. And,
sure.
And I think that is a great goal to be servicing some of the smaller communities.
Did you hear that, Lexington, Leroy, McLean, mm-hmm. Shirley? She's calling you out. We need volunteers so that we can help the seniors in your community.
Well, and the way you could do that is by getting these speaking engagements, whether it's in a women's group or Knights of Columbus or a Rotary, anything. The local, set up a speaking engagement at the local community library, and just see if the community is willing to help.
Absolutely. It definitely seems like an awesome service, and I congratulate you guys on all the good work that you're doing. Again, get more information on their website at BNFIA for Bloomington Normal Faith in Action.org. Check out their upcoming fundraiser at Central Catholic, where the Carpenters Remembered cover band is going to play, coming all the way from New Jersey.
Yes, correct. Nashville.
And the musicians are coming from Nashville, so they are going to be fantastic. It's $40 a ticket. You can get your tickets on their website or at the Office for Faith in Action, which is on the second floor of the Arc, the corner of Willow and Beach. You said there's a couple dollar fee if you buy them online.
Correct.
But they're $40 tickets, and all of the proceeds go back to help fund Faith in Action. Or you can check out their bus tours.
Correct.
How many of these do you guys run a year?
We run two a year. So one in the spring and one in the fall. So we try and make one a little bit shorter trip and then one a little bit longer. We've gone to Canada. We've gone to Mackinac Island. So we have some neat tours.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this one's not coming up until April to go to Branson. So if you're interested in going to Branson for 5 days and four nights on a bus ride and getting all your meals covered as long as you skip lunch, then or you pack up extra lunch from the breakfast buffet, then check that out on their website as well. And again, some of the proceeds will go back to help fund Faith in Action. Well, we appreciate you coming and being with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So if I could just recap, you know, even if you can't feel like you can't volunteer in the office or on the road, there you can always support us with our fundraisers, but get the word out to your neighbors.
Absolutely.
To your friends, to those that really need our services. And did I ever mention that there is absolutely no cost for our services? So we just work on donations and do not keep the money portion of it as a hindrance, and you'll certainly get your reservations over with the fear of not having a good volunteer, because I really don't hear about the bad volunteers at all.
So. We weed those out.
It's just they're good people just trying to help their neighbors.
Awesome. Well, again, I appreciate the work that you guys do here in the community and in helping to care for our aged loved ones. I think it's a really important thing, again, to keep them in their homes and give them that dignity that they so much deserve. So, again, check out Faith in Action on their website at bnfia.org. Listen to our podcast if you need to catch up on what we've been talking about with Doretta Herr from Faith in Action. You can go to Podbean or iTunes to listen to the podcast. We'll be back after our underwriting. This is Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Do you have a 4x4-inch space on your vehicle's bumper or window or your office or business door? Fill that space with the Catholic Spirit Radio stick-on logo. Let others know that Catholic Radio is alive in McLean County. For a limited time, you can receive a free Catholic Spirit Radio sticker by emailing office@catholicspiritradio.com, sending a request to 108 Boykins Place in Normal, or stopping by the radio station to pick one up.
Hi, this is Patrick Coffin. Is there anyone out there who doesn't love music? It's a universal thing, right? There is something deep and mysterious about its ability to circumvent the intellect and touch the heart. You may have heard it said that music is sung by or is the language of the angels. In Revelation chapter 8, we learn that the seven angels do things like blow trumpets. But whether the sound is music, per se, is not defined by the church. The identification of the angels with music may stem from the fact that the traditional way of listing them is as nine choirs. But choir means rank, not a musical choir. Still, we can say that music is angelic. It's certainly impossible to imagine Jaws or Star Wars or E.T. having much emotional impact without the musical genius of John Williams. Who's your favorite musician or composer? Keep in touch at patrickcoffin.media and be a saint. What else is there?
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio, 89.5, 92.5 in Bloomington. Check us out at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. I've had a great conversation this morning with Doretta Herr from Faith in Action. I would encourage you to look at getting involved with that organization. It sounds like they do a great job of giving rides to the seniors in our community so that they can stay at home for as long as possible. Check them out at BNFIA for Bloomington Normal Faith in Action.org. They also have tickets for their upcoming fundraiser on Friday the 28th at Central Catholic. It's $40 for a Carpenters Remembered band, Carpenters cover band. After this, I'm going to go on YouTube and find out who the Carpenters are. John's shaking his head. He says I will know who they are when I hear the song. So we'll find out. It shows my age, I guess. So we're going to get to the gospel reflection for this weekend. This is going to be the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The gospel reading is Mark chapter 9. Towards the end of the chapter, Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel according to Mark. So I think that this gospel is interesting. It's the second week in a row that we've had a foreshadowing of the crucifixion and the resurrection. The disciples still don't understand it. They are dense blue-collar fishermen who have glimpses of beauty in knowledge, but then other times remain dense to the teachings and the stories that Christ tells them. And so this is the second week in a row that we've had a foreshadowing of the crucifixion. And I think that, you know, again, I think it's important to remember, I always take solace in the fact when I listen to the Gospels where the disciples just don't get it and they seem lost and their faith is shaken, that if the 12 of them can live and travel and learn with Christ for 3 years and still don't understand and have their faith shaken at times, that it just brings comfort to me to know that I'm right there with the disciples. And they were in a good spot, and they became a lot stronger with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so I would just ask the Holy Spirit to provide me with those same gifts and my family and for everyone listening, that the Holy Spirit strengthen your knowledge and faith and your acceptance and reduce any anxieties that you have to your faith. In the second part of the gospel, Jesus takes a child and tells the disciples that if anyone receives a child in his name, then they receive not only him, but also the Father, the one who sent him. And so again, in reflection of our conversation with Faith in Action and with a lot of the charitable organizations that we have here in town, you know, we're really called as Christians to provide for others. In this case, it's a child, but elderly people, as far as Faith in Action goes, are just the same. What Jesus is calling us to be is servants to everyone. And so I would just really encourage you to reach out to some organizations in your local parish or at your local church, or some of the organizations that we've had online here. Catholic Spirit Radio is another great organization where you can serve. Every organization that I've ever known is always looking for more help, more volunteers, more fundraising. So I would just encourage you, as Jesus does, to be a servant to those around you, and really get out and find a place where you enjoy serving and where you can use your strengths and your talents to serve others. We've all been given strengths and talents by God, and those are gifts, and we're not called to keep those gifts hidden. We're called to spread those to other people. So as Jesus said, this gospel reading, go out this weekend and be a servant to those around you, and those of us who serve will receive Jesus Christ and the Father, and undoubtedly the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it was great being with you this weekend. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, if you didn't catch all of the show, or if you haven't heard our more recent shows, check us out on Podbean or iTunes. You can find us at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. And as always, if you enjoy this programming, we'd love to have your support, either financially or your time. If you want to help volunteer for Catholic Spirit Radio, you can get more information on our website at CatholicSpiritRadio.org, or CatholicSpiritRadio.com, or send checks to 108 Boykins Place, Normal, Illinois, 61761. And we appreciate all your support to keep this program and our other programs on the air. You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.